Ryan Schwach believes the best way to do business is an honest conversation along with a handshake, and he also thinks our state elected legislatures have sometimes forgotten how to talk with each other. He was brought up in South Dakota. He's running for re-election as a state representative from District 18. Ryan Schwach, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Let's talk with some of the things that you believe are top of mind for 2021 state legislature, if voters decide to send you back to Pierre. Where do you begin?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing I'm hearing in my district, of course, is just about the coronavirus pandemic and how we're going to respond to it and really get a hold of it, move past it. Outside of that, my hope is that's going to be a one-session issue, and that we do have a vaccine, and it's not a huge pressing issue long term. Outside of that, one of the things I'm working on right now is dealing with something that I think affects all of us through public safety, and that's the mental health and well-being of our first responders. I'm currently serving as the vice chair of that task force, and we're working to try and find a solution to provide first responders with access to care that they may need in the short term and in the long term when they have to respond to traumatic incidences or be involved in a traumatic incident. So those are two of the things that I've been focusing on lately.
In South Dakota, that's particularly personal, not that it's not in other states, but in many of our rural towns and even our bigger cities, it's a fair chance that you will be tending to someone if you're a first responder that you know or that you're related to or that you see in the school parking lot at pickup time or what have you. Are you noticing that is an important component to the need for first responders in the state, is that very small degree of separation between us?
Yeah. So we just had our first meeting a few weeks ago to really dive into this issue. And in our first meeting, we really focused on how does this affect the person, the first responder who's showing up to the scene. And that was something that came out, particularly in the smaller communities. Although South Dakota is a small state, it's true in my town of Yankton and Sioux Falls and Rapid too. But I believe one of our firefighters who was there from the Martin area talked about how that's always one of his concerns. He checks the license plates whenever he's responding to an incident, because if he knows it's from in his county, it's likely that he knows who that person is. So he kind of mentally has to prepare himself for that. And we heard some pretty harrowing stories about, people who haven't come back, first responders who haven't been able to process because there isn't any treatment out there, because they did have to respond to, the kid on the football team that they knew who since growing up. And that is one of the things that I don't necessarily know that it's unique to South Dakota, but it is affecting our first responders.
One of the bills you sponsored was about child abuse and neglect investigations and truancy complaints. And I'm wondering if you look at the work that you did and then think about how the pandemic has affected some of those school absences, how many children have sort of been lost to all communications from the school district. Anything that you want to say about how this pandemic has influenced some of the stories that you know in the work that you've done in Pierre already, that maybe some of the rest of us haven't heard some of those stories and are wondering what is the impact of this pandemic and this isolation?
Yeah, so I brought that legislation last session because my school district, the Yankton School District, had reached out and basically were concerned that their child abuse reports were not getting properly handled by DSS. And so your listeners know, teachers, administrators, they have a legal obligation to report suspected child abuse and neglect when they see it in the schools. And the frustration is they were making these reports, but they weren't really hearing back in a timely fashion from the DSS. They would often, one elementary principal talked about how he just got the same form letter regardless of what kid was involved. And that was pretty frustrating, and I could understand that frustration. And what came out of that is one of the things that we thought from a legislative standpoint that we could actually maybe improve how the DSS handles things is actually tackling truancy. And when kids aren't showing up, that's usually a first indicator of some type of child abuse or neglect, when they're just not showing up to class, particularly those elementary kids. And so we put that bill together, and you're absolutely right that the pandemic has kind of amplified that. And one of the startling statistics I think we got out of that is how many kids across the state just kind of lost touch with the school district when last year we had to go to an online learning situation. And I think it really, what it did is it reinforced that there are issues. Certainly not every one of those kids that didn't, you know, who the school district lost, they didn't lose because of abuse and neglect. But I think it does show that there might be some neglect out there that we have to work to try and lessen.
Yeah. It is political convention time. The Democrats were on last week. Republicans have been on this week at night. And as Americans and South Dakotans tune into that, one thing is abundantly clear, and that's that these two parties don't agree, and that they're calling for some stark pictures of what happens if the other party ends up in the White House. And you talk on your website and in your campaign materials about having conversations in South Dakota and lawmakers sort of, you know, shaking hands and figuring things out. We see some of that division in peer every session with contentious issues and deeply held beliefs, but that it can take a lot of oxygen out of the room. Talk a little bit about just your philosophy of leadership and representing your constituents and really all voters in South Dakota. How do we come together and do the work that needs to be done here at home in a time where it would almost be impossible to avoid the division nationally?
Yeah, so in my first 2 years in the legislature, I've never felt that any one of my colleagues was ever acting out of some ulterior motive or purely driven by ideology, as opposed to just trying to do what they think is in their best interest. And one of the things I've sort of observed here is, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I'm not like a fire-breathing liberal or very ideological about that. I have an economics background, and so I kind of view things through that kaleidoscope more than anything. But I'm a Democrat, and part of that is because I tend to view things that in terms of duties. You know, what duties do we owe to each other? And what I found is my Republican counterparts are focused a lot on rights. You know, what rights am I constitutionally allowed to have? And so it's really about finding this balance between rights and duties. And that's usually what we're arguing about. And I think where we have success is when we outline clearly, you know, these are the rights and these are the duties. We both recognize as citizens that we do have an obligation to each other and we do have to work together. And I think sometimes that means the government can be one of the best places for that to do. But sometimes duty to other citizens doesn't need government involvement. You have charity and so forth. And I can also recognize and do recognize that people have rights that are enshrined in the Constitution, and we have to try and find that balancing act. So I think by focusing in that framework of, you know, this is, I see where you're coming from, and this is where I'm coming from, you know, let's try and find a way to use language to make this really work for both of us, because we both want to achieve the same goal. It is a good way for, I think, people to work together and really try and find solutions. And when we don't have that conversation, when I'm just screaming about duties and my colleagues just screaming about rights and we're not listening, you know, we can't really move anywhere. And that's the problem. We just need to be listening better.
Ryan Schwach is running for re-election from District 18. He's a Democrat, and thank you so much for being with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.